The Frog Prince, retold by Nadia Higgins, illustrated by Aviel Basil, music by Dean Jones. Have you ever made a promise you did not want to keep? That happened to a princess in this story. Then her promise broke a magic spell. The Frog Prince has been told and retold hundreds of times. Now it's your turn to sing along to this famous tale.
A princess tossed her golden ball. It fell into a well so deep. Her favorite toy was gone for good. She sat down and began to weep.
"I'll fetch your ball," a loud voice croaked, "if you will make this promise true, to dine with me from your same plate, and let me share your bed with you."
The princess tossed her head and laughed. "What an odd amphibian." "Yeah, sure," she answered with a smirk. The frog bowed once and then dived in. He fetched the ball and held it out. He asked her, "Do you want to play?" "No, thanks," she said, and snatched it back, and to the castle skipped away.
"Keep your promise, princess, see it to the end. Fill your heart with kindness, a frog can be a friend."
That night the princess gasped aloud when the frog stood at her gate.
"I thought that bargain was a joke," she said as he ate from her plate.
The next night he showed up again. "Oh no," the princess heaved a sigh. He made her laugh despite herself. She said, "You are an okay guy.
Keep your promise, princess, see it to the end. Fill your heart with kindness, a frog can be a friend."
The third night when the frog arrived, the princess showed him to his seat. Then as he hopped up on her bed, she said, "You know, you're kind of sweet." The next day brought her quite a shock. The princess cried, "A stranger's here." The smiling boy with wide green eyes said,
"Fear not, it is I, my dear. A wicked witch made me a frog, cursed to live in that deep well. But then you chose to be my friend, and through your kindness broke the spell."
"Keep your promise, princess, see it to the end. Fill your heart with kindness, a frog can be a friend." "Keep your promise, princess, see it to the end. Fill your heart with kindness, a frog can be a friend."
A princess tossed her golden ball. It fell into a well so deep. Her favorite toy was gone for good. She sat down and began to weep.
"I'll fetch your ball," a loud voice croaked, "if you will make this promise true, to dine with me from your same plate, and let me share your bed with you."
The princess tossed her head and laughed. "What an odd amphibian." "Yeah, sure," she answered with a smirk. The frog bowed once and then dived in. He fetched the ball and held it out. He asked her,
"Do you want to play?"
"No, thanks," she said, and snatched it back, and to the castle skipped away.
"Keep your promise, princess, see it to the end. Fill your heart with kindness, a frog can be a friend."
That night the princess gasped aloud when the frog stood at her gate.
"I thought that bargain was a joke," she said as he ate from her plate.
The next night he showed up again. "Oh no," the princess heaved a sigh. He made her laugh despite herself. She said, "You are an okay guy.
Keep your promise, princess, see it to the end.
arrived, the princess showed him to his seat. Then as he hopped up on her bed, she said, "You know, you're kind of sweet." The next day brought her quite a shock. The princess cried, "A stranger's here." The smiling boy with wide green eyes said, "Fear not, it is I, my dear. A wicked witch made me a frog, cursed to live in that deep well. But then you chose to be my friend, and through your kindness broke the spell.
Keep your promise, princess, see it to the end. Fill your heart with kindness, a frog can be a friend. Keep your promise, princess, see it to the end. Fill your heart with kindness, a frog can be a friend."